go right to our prayer team or our things. I did want to say, I forgot the prayer team slide. They had it up, but I wasn't paying attention. Okay, so we have people up here to pray with you after the service. You realize that, don't you? We've been kind of announcing it's kind of hard to change our culture because everybody gets done and goes straight out. If you need prayer, come up and pray with us. We are just offering that ability for you to pray with other people, and that'll happen as the song's going at the end, and even afterwards you can come up, a bunch of us stand, and then you can pray with us. Okay, all right, thank you. So let's go back to the other one thing. Okay, I do the white, you do the yellow, right? In fact, I'm going to do it from this side since you're all looking over there. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And for me, that utterance may be given to me. For which I am an ambassador in chains. Boy, I love that because, and I mentioned this last week, it's just amazing that that Paul is asking for boldness because he seems so bold, you know, and yet maybe that's the reason he's bold, because he has the saints praying for him to do that. I want to give just a little bit of translation again on 18 and 19, some of the, just so we can kind of expand the thoughts. In verse 18, stand by means of or through the action of every prayer and request, every pleading towards God, praying in every season in spirit and in spirit staying alert with all continual intense effort, making request or the pleading for, and a lot of times the for in there in the Bible means on behalf of it, and it means praying with pleading on behalf of the saints. The holy ones. Who are the holy ones? Raise your hand if you're a holy one. Okay. All right. And you who didn't put your hand up, you're either not paying attention for the last 3 weeks, right? Because we're all holy ones, aren't we? Amen? All right. Okay. 19. And pray on behalf of me or for me for the purpose that God's words may be given to me that I may speak out boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador, representative of God, in chains, for the purpose that in it, meaning the mystery of the gospel, I may speak boldly with confidence as it is necessary for me to speak. Now, it's really interesting. I want to go to Colossians chapter 4, verse 2, and we're going to look at that. And he says the same thing, and he says, as it is necessary for me to speak. In other words, because Paul was called by Jesus Christ on a personal level to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, so that we know about Christ, he's saying it's necessary for me to speak. He didn't have a choice, right? And so because he doesn't have that choice, he's just praying that you'll pray for him. Well, he's long gone now. And now it's about us, okay? Let me just read Colossians 4, 2 through 4. Continue earnestly, remain constant in prayer, being vigilant, being alert, in it with thanksgiving. So he adds thanksgiving in this one. Meanwhile, at the same time, praying also for us that God would open to us a door for the word to speak the mystery of Christ, for which, in the which there means the mystery, I am also in chains, that I may make it manifest, the mystery manifest, make it known as I ought or what is necessary for me to speak. So, you know, basically, if we put that into a summary, we are to remain constant in prayer for the saints in this wealth warfare, and that Paul and his team would have the occasion to speak confidently, and we have the ability to speak confidently of the mystery of Jesus Christ to a dying world. And that applies to all of us. So let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 in your Bibles. If you're there, we're going to read that again, just the smaller portion of 20 and into 6. Okay. We want to look at our calling. It's the same as the Apostle Paul's. Now then, or therefore, we are ambassadors, we are representatives for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled, be united to God, is a quote there, okay? For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Who is the him there? Christ, right? He made Christ who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ. Okay, chapter 6, verse 1. Then we as workers together with him also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. How do we receive the grace of God in vain? We accept Christ and we think it's wonderful. We love his grace. We don't tell anybody. That would be accepting it in vain, okay? Because we want to spread it, okay? He says, in an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. You know, as I think about those words and we look at it, and he's saying, no, now is the time. Now is the time. Don't think that the future or the past was the better time. It wasn't in Moody's day or whatever. It's right now. Now, I've used this illustration before, and some of you know it, but I want to talk about this because this explains us praying about the opportunity to be able to share our faith with other people, okay? Years ago, when we were in the metal building over on 8th and Bridge, I decided to go home for lunch, and I called my wife and said I was coming home for lunch, and as I was going home, I said, Lord, you know, I really haven't shared my faith in a while, and I'd sure like to share it. Will you give me the opportunity today to share my faith? I went on home, had lunch, and I came back, and I was there about 10 minutes, and I got a knock on my step, and somebody was already in there. So I opened it up, and here's this big city official, and he says, Steve, can I talk to you? And he had just got done with his post, and then he started working for the school district. And I said, sure. And so I went out with him, and I went into a big room. And the whole time I'm praying, Lord, please, I don't want to get on a committee. Because he was one of those drivers, you know what I'm saying? I was already on the long-range facility committee. I didn't want to be on another school committee. I didn't have time. And we sat down to a table, and I'm bracing myself for this, would you be willing to be, you know, whatever. And he said, Steve, I noticed with you Christians and especially you pastors that you have peace in your life. Can you show me how to have peace? I thought, whoa, unbelievable that God would give me that opportunity when I'm praying for it. Why? Because he knew I'd be faithful to that opportunity, right? And so I said, yeah, let me get my Bible and come back and share a couple verses with you. So I went back, got my Bible, came back, and I went through the Romans Road. You remember the Romans Road? Romans 3:23, 6:23, 5:8, 10, 9, 10. And finally, when I got done, we kind of sat still, and I started to go to another verse. He said, no, I don't want to go to another verse. That's more than enough. He said, my head's full of verses. You know, it was four. And so I said, well, would you like to ask Christ into your life? We had some talks. We knew what that meant. And so he said, wait. And I said, okay. And so we waited for a little bit. And I said, just out of curiosity, why are we waiting? And he said, this is a big decision for me. And he said, okay, I'm ready. And I said, okay, I'm going to just go through what we call the sinner's prayer. And you just go, and you repeat after me. So I said, Dear Lord Jesus. And he goes, Dear Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I ask you to, and he goes through this whole prayer by himself, you know. And it was so exciting. I sat there, I was just so excited to listen to somebody do that. And when he got done, I said, Do you understand what you just prayed? And he said, yeah. And he said, I'm already feeling the peace. And he did, and he was going to the Catholic Church at the time, and he'd go over there, and he says, I don't understand why people don't stick around in fellowship. And I said, well, come on over to our church afterwards. So he'd come over to our church and fellowship, and he did that for quite a while. Well, in the process of this, that really stuck with me. It came home to me that when we pray for that opportunity, God will give us that opportunity if we're faithful, right? I mean, in other words, if we say, God, give us the opportunity, and then we're not faithful, how in the world could he send somebody our way? And so Think about this. We pray for situations. We pray that we can share our faith, and we have to honestly ask ourselves, are we really going to make ourselves available if the opportunity comes? Do you know what I'm saying? Because I think, how many, when we talk about evangelism, immediately get scared? Okay. Do you see the hands, everybody? All the rest of you are liars. Right? Well, are you? Because we all, it's a pretty intense thing. And the problem is because we think we're the ones making the change in their life, and we're going to screw it up, right? And so it gets scary, but you aren't. It's the Holy Spirit that does the work. He does the convicting. He does the saving. You're just the vessel, right? Just as an ambassador. The ambassador doesn't come and say, I don't care what the president said, blah, blah, blah. No, he only represents what the president and the Congress say, period, and he doesn't go any farther. And we're ambassadors for Christ. We only go as far as Christ, and then we have to let the Holy Spirit do his work. Amen? Everybody with me? Okay, so in other words, can God trust that you and I will, if he sends someone to us, that we'll share, like this city official, okay? So Paul says in 1 Corinthians 4:2, moreover, it is required or sought out in stewards that one be found faithful. In other words, and we're all stewards, it just means a person who ministers, okay? And so we're all ministers, and he wants us to be faithful no matter what we do, whether it's in church or sharing Christ, whatever it may be. I love this verse out of 2 Chronicles 16. It always meant so much to me. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole world to show himself strong on behalf of those whose hearts are loyal to him. Isn't that a great scripture? Are you loyal to him would be the question. So there's two types of prayer. There's only one prayer that we pray, but there's two answers to this in our heart. Okay, and the Lord is, Lord, send me someone today that I can share the gospel with. Okay, that makes sense. Now, the inside thought is, I hope he doesn't because I'm scared, right? You've been there. I know you've all been there. That's all kind of how we learn, okay? The second one is, I hope he does because even though I'm scared, I'm going to be faithful. Those are the two thoughts. And today, I want to move you from the I hope he doesn't because I'm scared to the hope he does and I'm scared but I'm going to be faithful position, okay? And that's the decision, the attitude you need to have. So I want to just read 1 Corinthians 5:20 again. 2 Corinthians, sorry. Now then, or therefore, we are ambassadors. We are representatives for Christ as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. Be reunited with God. That is our marching orders. Do you understand what I say by that? That's what he wants us to do. So in your bulletins, you when you grab your bulletin, you have this little sheet that looks like this. Okay, everybody got that? Now, we have some people pass some out. Do we get anybody? Yeah, okay. He'll come around and give you one if you don't have one because you need one, okay? And some of you may not have had that. Bill, you can come up whenever you want to come up. And I want to go through it with you real quick, okay? It's harvest time, we called it. That's our bringing in of our mission, bringing in, building up, and serving together. And this is bringing in. It's a very simple method of sharing our faith with others in a non-offensive way. And I think, people, we've been taught, if you've been a Christian for very long, to share Christ in an offensive way. And I want to show you today, we're going to actually, Bill and I are going to demonstrate it, how to share Christ in a non-offensive way. So go to a method of sharing Jesus that's on the second page, inside page, step one. Okay, here's the questions. Do you have any kind of spiritual belief? When you're talking to somebody and you have an entrance, something, they may even say, well, I'm having such a hard time in life. And you say, well, do you have any spiritual interests? Well, everybody in our society has spiritual interests. It may not be godly, but they have spiritual interests, okay? So the answer, when the next one is, to you, who is Jesus? Now we're kind of honing in a little bit. And then, do you believe there is a heaven and a hell? And you'll be surprised at the answers that people give in the next two. The first one is, do you believe in a heaven or hell? And a lot of people say, no, I don't believe that at all. Okay? And then you ask, if you were to die right now, where would you go? And almost always they say heaven. Yeah. It's just kind of funny. And so then we ask, well, if it's heaven, why? And then the last question is the qualifying question, which says, if what you believe were not true, would you want to know? Isn't that a great question? Would you want to know? And if it's no, say, great. We've done our job as an ambassador, right? We don't need to hassle. If it's yes, then we ask the question, may I share a couple verses with you? Go on to the next pages. Then what we do is we have them read the scriptures to us rather than us to them. Okay, and say, will you read this verse? And when they read the verse, then you say, what does this mean to you? We're not asking them, what does this thought theologically mean or whatever. No, just what does it mean to you? If they're kind of confused, you say, well, let's reread the verse. And then if they're still kind of confused, you can help them a little bit. And then you might say, could you read the verse again and help them? Okay, and then we go through those four verses. I have some cards up here with five. That's fine. And then after that, we lead them to Christ. You see step three. And we have some qualifying questions. Now, I don't do all those questions. Some people do. I just do pertinent questions because I've been doing this for a while. And you can learn all these so you have them, okay? And then I have a prayer in there. And then we ask the question, did you mean what you just prayed? Okay. So what we're going to do is Bill and I are going to demonstrate this for you. Now, I have found it hard to carry my big New King James with me everywhere I go. Do you kind of have a hard time with that? Yeah. Okay. Now, for ladies, they may have a purse. They have a small one. For guys, it's got to be wallet, right? So we've made wallet-sized cards, okay, and it has Romans 3:23, 6:23, and this one includes 5:8, and in 5:8, but God demonstrated his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, because we want them to know he died even though we were in sin and didn't care. He died for us, okay, and then the Romans 10:9 and 10:13, and then a small, real short sinner's prayer on it. Okay, now I have one in my wallet all the time. I keep these in my wallet, and so that any opportunity, see, here's my, okay, there's one more, you know, okay, and so I keep those in my wallet because then I always have the Bible with me, right? And when you share, if you have this card and you share it with them, I don't care if they say yes or no, they are going to ask you, can I keep this card? Right? Because the Holy Spirit's working on them. And so I've had so many people I've shared with that they haven't accepted Christ. They didn't want to go any farther than me asking them a few questions. And I have that card. Or they even may go through the card and then they say, no, I'm not ready to do that, but can I keep the card? And so we put the prayer on there so that it's complete for them to read on their own. Okay. All right. So let's do this thing. All right. I have some cheat notes here just in case I forget. Okay. All right. Hi, Bill. How you doing?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good to see you, man.
Good to see you.
You know, the other day you were talking to me about some spiritual things you think about.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question? What kind of spiritual beliefs do you have?
You know, it's just I'm kind of one of those live and let live guys. You know, I mean, you just try to live a good life, and you know, I've dabbled in a little bit of this or that. I don't know if there's any one answer.
Okay. Well, to you, who is Jesus?
Now, you know, I've had some friends tell me, you know, he's God, but I have a hard time getting my mind around that. I know he's a great man.
Okay.
Good teacher, but...
Good. Okay. Do you believe in a heaven and hell?
I don't know.
Okay.
Probably not.
Okay. Well, if you were to die tonight, where would you go then?
Heaven.
Okay. You probably would go to heaven?
I hope so.
Well, why do you think you would go to heaven?
You know, I mean, it's not like I'm you know, I'm not a saint, but it's not like I'm Hitler or anything. So I think I've lived basically a good life, and, you know, hopefully it's been good enough.
Okay, so you kind of base that on a good life?
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
Okay, if what you were believing wasn't true, would you want to know?
I don't think so.
Okay, cool. Hey, you got time for a Starbucks?
Sure.
Okay, let's go. Okay, that's scene one. All right? He didn't want to know. Right? And we're ambassadors. We're not heart changers. We're ambassadors. Okay? Now, we're going to go back, and he's going to say yes to this question, and we're going to move on. Okay? So you do want to know.
Yes.
Okay. Well, let me give you this card. This card has some verses on it, and what I would like you to do, Bill, is just read the first one.
Okay. Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
Okay. So what does that mean to you?
Oh, I'm not sure. What does the glory of God mean?
Well, it means like God's standard.
Okay. Okay. Well, what's a standard?
His law.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I can buy that.
Okay, good, good.
Yeah, I work retail, so I can definitely see all of sinned.
Okay, yeah. A lot of crooks in retail, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, read the next one.
Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
What does that mean to you?
Well, I know we all die. Is this a different kind of death?
It's an eternal death.
Oh. Well, if we all sin, that means then we're all bound for eternal death.
Yeah, but how does the verse continue?
But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Oh, yeah. What does that mean to you?
So there's a way, even though...
Way out, yeah.
There's a way out? Okay.
Yeah. All right. I'll read the next verse.
Romans 5:8. But God demonstrates his love toward us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
What does that mean to you?
That I think it sounds like I don't have to deserve it. I don't have to clean up myself first.
Yeah, isn't that exciting?
It's awesome.
Yeah. Turn the card over because there's a couple more verses. Read Romans 10:9.
Romans 10:9, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Okay, what does that mean to you?
What does it mean to confess Jesus as my Lord?
Well, it would be like he's boss of your life.
Okay.
Okay.
So all I have to do is confess that and believe it and believe God raised him?
Isn't that what it says?
That sounds too easy.
What does that last four words say?
You will be saved.
Yeah, you will be saved.
That sounds too easy.
And look at Romans 10:13.
Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Yeah. So what does that mean to you?
I think it means if I call on his name, I'm saved.
Yeah. Bill, do you believe that you're a sinner?
I do.
Would you like to ask Christ to come into your life?
I think I do.
Okay. Let's. What we're going to do is we're going to pray, and what I'm going to do is pray a prayer, and then you pray after me.
Okay?
And I'll just do sentence by sentence. You pray with me, realizing you're going to ask Christ to come into your life and God into your life and heart and be the Lord of your life.
Okay?
Let's just bow our heads here. Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I know I'm a sinner.
I know I'm a sinner.
I ask you to forgive me of my sin.
I ask you to forgive me of my sin.
Come into my heart and life.
Come into my heart and life.
And be the Lord of my life.
Be the Lord of my life.
I believe that you rose from the dead.
I believe that you rose from the dead.
Just as that verse said.
Just as that verse said.
So come into my life.
So come into my life.
And save me today.
And save me today.
I surrender my life to you.
I surrender my life to you.
In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
So, Bill, did you mean that?
I did.
Yeah. That's okay. Yeah. Hey, Bill, you know, I go to this really neat church with a really neat pastor. Yeah.
Are you guys related?
Yeah, very, very closely related. Yeah. Probably the same DNA. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Would you be willing to come with me?
Yeah, it'd be great.
Okay. Sunday, why don't I meet you here?
Okay.
At 9:30.
All right, sounds awesome.
Good. Man, it was good, Bill.
All right, thanks, man.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so that's kind of a demonstration of how it works. Now, let me ask you a question. How much did I really talk? Hardly at all. Boy, doesn't that take a little of the fear out of it? That you've got to have all these examples and all this kind of thing. No, I'm just asking him and I'm asking, okay, what does that mean to you? Not what is the theological understanding of that verse, okay? And so he went through that. And so as ambassadors, we're able to share the gospel without hardly saying a word. It's just amazing to me. And so many times I've talked to somebody. I remember we had a guy out here from the Brighton Blade. And so when the church was we went through that with him. And so when he got, we went through the verses, and when we got done, he said, well, I'm not going to, I don't know what you guys are trying to do to me. And I said, well, we're really not trying to do anything. It's just, this is what the scripture says. And he said, well, this is a huge, huge decision. I can't make that right now. And we said, well, great. That's great. You know where we are. We're always down here working. If you want to come back, come on back. Can I have that card? Right. So who knows? It'll be interesting in heaven to see how many that kept that card actually finally said that prayer on that card. Now, we have those cards in the back on the two black tables, okay? And if you want to grab one and put it in your purse or wallet, grab one. You have, each of you have the little brochure so that you can, the booklet, so you can look through it and kind of memorize it a little bit. But you notice in there, I varied from what it said. Did you see that? And it's only because it has to be you. You can't just be wrote all the way through. They have all those qualifying questions before we pray, and I don't know how necessary. For some of you, they'll be very necessary. For others, you won't. I just feel like you know the opportunity, and you kind of read where there are. And if they want to pray that prayer, don't keep confusing it. Get right to that prayer and pray, all right? Thanks, Bill. You did a good job. Yeah. Thank you. Listen, Bill wants to say something to you.
All right. I'm just going to share my heart with you a little bit, and then what we'll do is we'll go through that prayer again, and then anybody that would like to pray along will give you the opportunity to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior. Yeah. So one of the things that's on my heart is that, especially coming where I came from, I'm a former Catholic, and I think there's a ton of people that are in church that think being in church is enough, and they don't know about that they can have a relationship with Christ. And even though this is a scary subject, these are going to be people that you have been intentional about and have a relationship with. So don't let that scare you, because this should be the kind of person you're sharing this with should be the kind of person that you've already built a relationship like Steve and I.
So pray for Bill for boldness, like the scripture says, will you? Yeah. Okay.
So.
Let me just clarify. What Bill's saying here today is that if you're here this morning and you don't know Christ and you saw what we did and excited you because you can do that too, Bill's going to pray that prayer, and you'll realize that you're asking Christ to come into your life to be Lord, to be boss, and that Christ raised from the dead.
Okay, let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I ask you to forgive me of all my sin and come into my heart and my life and to be the Lord of my life. I believe you rose from the dead, just as that verse says. So come into my life and save me today. I surrender my life to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Now, if any of you made that decision, would you be willing to raise your hand? Let God know you really meant business today, that you want that same relationship. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Anybody else this morning? Thank you. All right. So we've had about 9 or 10 accept Christ this morning. Isn't that great? Yeah. And listen, for you who raised your hand, we'll be up here afterwards. If you'd like to talk about it more, don't be afraid. Come up. We've all been in the same place. We'd love to talk with you and kind of answer any questions you might have and pray with you as well this morning.